come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Oh. Just as you are before your God, come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Time to give your heart. So come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those. Time to worship. Oh, come. Now is the time to give your heart. So come, just as you are to worship. Oh, come, just as you are. Just as you are, come. Just as you are, come.
What a great song. I love that song. Come, just as you are. You don't have to put on any spiritual airs or be a phony. Just come who you are and worship the Lord. Well, our psalm is Psalm 20, if you have your Bibles or you want to read on the overhead. You know, I'm thinking, just coming from Independence Day, 4th of July, and boy, our founding fathers, they had high hopes for the country, and boy, wonderful things have gone on in the United States of America, wonderful country. And yet, like all nations, like all entities, even with Israel, the most ideal, it began to fall into moral and spiritual disarray. And we're seeing that with our country as well. And what do you do in times like that? Well, I think Psalm 20, you know, it pretty much addresses that because it's a psalm of trusting in the Lord. And it's praying for victory over ungodly schemers and unrighteous government, enemies of God seeking to uproot the things of God and conquer over David when it was written back then. And it has a view toward the Messiah. You'll see that here. But also all godly people. But our trust is in the Lord no matter what. We don't look to earthly wisdom. We don't look to earthly weaponry. We look to the Lord. So you can follow along in Psalm 20 as I read. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, O Lord. May the King answer us when we call. Let's remain standing as Anthony comes out and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Aloha kakaiaka, e puli kakou. Good morning, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for gathering us in this place, Lord, a place where your Spirit dwells. And we thank you so much, Lord, for all the things that you've done, Lord, in this nation, Father. What a great nation that we live in, Lord. And Father, we just want to pray, Lord, as we celebrated yesterday the birth of our nation, Father, that you would just move upon the hearts, Lord, of our leaders, of our government, God. And Lord, just make yourself real to them. Save them, O God. That the decisions that they make in the future, Lord, will perpetuate the righteousness, Lord, that this country once stand for. Lord, that once again we can be one nation under God. Father, and thank you, Lord, for this again today. Lord, as we come to study your word, we come to honor you, Lord. We come to acknowledge the fact, Lord, that we can't do nothing apart from you. Lord, so, Father, may your word penetrate our hearts. May your Spirit work within us, Lord. Help us to surrender to that work that you want to do in each and every one of us, Lord, that we might be a changed people. Lord, that we can be a people, Lord, that stands for righteousness, even in the midst of unrighteousness around us. That we can live lives that bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We continue to stand or sit as we worship the Lord.
There is a love that came for us, humble to a sinner's cross. You broke my shame and sinfulness, rose again victorious. Faithfulness none can deny, through the storm and through the fire, there is a truth that sets me free. Jesus Christ, who lives in me. You are stronger, you are stronger. Christ is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all. No beginning and no end, you're my hope and my defense. You came to seek and save the lost. He paid it all upon the cross. You are stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken, you have saved me.
So let your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher.
Beginning to end. Cause you stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. Stood before my failures, you carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say?
Stand with
Our hearts, our minds, our bodies for your good service, Lord. For what is there that man can offer you? What tithe or offering or even our very lives could we lay down that you yourself have not paid for already? That you yourself, sending your son, have not made for us a man of sorrows to take all our sufferings that we rightly deserve, Lord. We remember you today, Lord, and every day I pray. The man of sorrows, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, amen. The man of sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayal, the sin of man and wrath. Scent of heaven. Scent of heaven, God's own Son, to purchase and redeem for you and me, and reconcile the
is free indeed. Now my dead is
Sing this last chorus out.
See the storm is rolled away. Pull the empty tomb.
Hallelujah.